And as we monitor this very fluid situation, I'm joined here by our wise man on politics, Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, so glad you're here in the studio.
Thank you. Good to be with you, Michelle.
Now, the talks that have broken down, we have two very different pictures. John Boehner released a letter. We're going to hear from him this evening, actually, in just a few minutes. And President Obama spent more than a half hour explaining why he thought things broke down. What were the stumbling blocks?
Stumbling block remains the question of revenues. It's been revenues from the very beginning. What was going to be the component of revenue increase that would be included in any deficit spending reduction plan that would then lead to a Republican House being willing to raise the debt ceiling? Now, as the president mentioned earlier tonight, the debt ceiling is raised regularly. I believe it's 89 times since it was first imposed in 1917 by Congress, and Congress has regularly raised it. It's meant to be a limitation.
And as the president noted, several times under Ronald Reagan.
18 times under Ronald Reagan. And this year, with this House and this Republican majority, the majority chose to make it more difficult for the debt ceiling to be raised and to say in order to have their votes to raise the debt ceiling, they would have to have a large reduction in federal spending and a reduction in the debt curve by which the federal government goes deeper into debt over future years. And the president agreed to that, but said that it would have to be a balanced package and made the case and has made the case, along with the Senate and House Democrats, that if you're going to ask people who depend upon federal programs, from Medicare to education programs to Social Security to any variety of other things that the government does, if you're going to ask them to make a sacrifice, you ought to ask people who are better off to give up some of their tax loopholes, some of their deductions, things of that nature, without raising rates. And that would be approximately $1 out of every $4 of the grand bargain, with the other $3 being deep cuts, in federal spending, trillions of dollars of cuts. That was the kind of package that came out of the Gang of Six, this bipartisan group in the Senate, the kind of package the president was negotiating with Speaker Boehner until tonight.
And the cookie crumbled. Those negotiations fell apart. Now, we heard the president, and then just now, Chris Van Hollen, congressman from Maryland, describing the Republicans as people who were just willing to walk away, that they're cutting and running and they're not making difficult decisions, that they walked away repeatedly from the table. Is that a fair assessment of what's actually happened?
Well, the negotiations have been going on, and the speaker has been talking to the president, and the speaker has gone to meet with the president at the White House, and they have been having regular talks that were not publicly announced. Now, apparently, the speaker has said he's not interested in doing that anymore. And when the president came out at 6 o'clock and said, we'd like to have the leaders of both parties in both chambers come to the White House tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, it appears the Republicans said they were through doing that, that they were no longer going to go and meet in the White House, that
so,
they were
so
going to try
ask,
to work something out among themselves and then present that to the president as a fait accompli.
So is it possible that they might not show up at 11 o'clock tomorrow?
I think that seems to be quite a real possibility at this moment. We're expecting to hear the speaker come out in a matter of minutes, and when he does, perhaps he'll tell us more.
The speaker is just heading to the podium right now. He is going to speak about a letter that he sent to President Obama and remarks that that he's made already to some of the House members in explaining this deal. Let's listen to what he has to say about the talks breaking down today.
Both the House and the Senate defined a responsible path forward. And I have confidence in the bipartisan leaders of the Congress that can come together and to ensure that we have an agreement that will allow the country to avoid default and meets the principles that we've outlined. Spending cuts that must be greater than the increase in the debt limit and no tax increases. The discussions we've had with the White House have broken down for two reasons. First, they insisted on raising taxes. We had an agreement on a revenue number that we thought we could reach based on a flatter tax code with lower rates and a broader base that would produce more economic growth, more employees, and more taxpayers, and a tax system that was more efficient in collecting the taxes that were due the federal government. Now, let me just say that the White House moved the goalpost. There was an agreement on some additional revenues. Until yesterday, when the president demanded $400 billion more which was going to be nothing more than a tax increase on the American people. And I can tell you that Leader Cantor and I were very disappointed in this call for higher revenue. But secondly, they refused to get serious about cutting spending and making the tough choices that are facing our country on entitlement reform. So that's the bottom line. I take the same oath of office as the President of the United States. I've got the same responsibilities as the President of the United States. And I think that's for both of us to do what's in the best interest of our country. And I can tell you that it's not in the
That's House Speaker John Boehner, that's Speaker of the House John Boehner, explaining why talks with the White House broke down. He said they broke down for two reasons. This is NPR.